This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia, China, Pakistan, and the United States are working together to ensure that Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers keep their promises, especially to form a genuinely representative government and prevent extremism from spreading. That's according to Russia's foreign ministry on Saturday. Sergei Lavrov said the four countries are in ongoing contact. He said representatives from Russia, China, and Pakistan recently traveled to Qatar and then to Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, to engage with both the Taliban and representatives of secular authorities. The former president, Hamid Karzai, and Abdullah Abdullah, who headed the ousted government's negotiating council with the Taliban. Lavrov said the interim government announced by the Taliban does not reflect the whole gamut and of Afghan society and the ethno-religious political forces, so they're engaging in contacts, and those contacts, again, are ongoing. Russia's foreign minister is defending the Mali government's right to hire a private Russian military company to help fight terrorists. He accuses French troops in the country of failing to get rid of them and scolding the European Union for demanding that the Russians leave. Sergei Lavrov said the company has a legitimate right to be in the West African nation because it was invited by their transitional government, and the Russian government is not involved. France and Germany have both objected to the presence of mercenaries from the Wagner Group, which reportedly is linked to the Kremlin, and Mali, which also hosts a UN peacekeeping mission. Again, Russia's foreign minister now defends the Mali government's right to hire the private Russian military company to fight terrorists. This is VOA News. Amid an outcry over the U.S. treatment of Haitian asylum seekers, the beleaguered island countries and battle prime minister is pointedly saying the inequalities drive migration. But Ariel Henry stopped short of directly criticizing Washington over the issue in a speech Saturday to the U.N. General Assembly's annual meeting. He said he did not want to challenge nations' rights to control their borders, but he added that migration will continue while some areas are wealthy, but most of the world lives in poverty. The U.S. has deported some of the 14,000 Haitian migrants hoping to enter the country, but about 12,400 have been allowed temporarily to pursue their claims to stay. Ethiopia's foreign minister, Demek Mekonnen, addressed the U.N. General Assembly on Saturday, telling delegates his country is committed to dialogue and resolving fighting in the Tigray region. Ethiopia faces the pressure of global concern for the region after the U.N. warned of famine and then battle corner of northern Ethiopia, calling it the world's worst hunger crisis in a decade. Starvation deaths have been reported since the Ethiopian government in June imposed what the U.N. calls a de facto humanitarian aid blockade. In his speech, Mekonnen also underlined the importance of resuming dialogue with Egypt and Sudan over the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam in a spirit of compromise. U.S. Democrats have pushed a $3.5 trillion 10-year bill strengthening social safety nets and climate programs through the House Budget Committee. The near-party line vote came during an unusual Saturday meeting held virtually during the ongoing pandemic. The bill embodies President Joe Biden's domestic aspirations. Approval marks just a minor checking of procedural boxes for Democrats by edging the measure a step closer to debate by the full House. Democratic leaders are still hunting behind the scenes for compromises to resolve internal divisions over the legislation. Moderate California Democrat Scott Peters voted against the measure on Saturday, illustrating the challenges leaders face in uniting the party. Far from land, Hurricane Sam has strengthened into a Category 4 hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean. No coastal watches or warnings were in effect for Sam, which was about 990 miles east-southeast of the northern Leeward Islands in the Caribbean Sea on Saturday night. The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami says Sam has maximum sustained winds of 145 miles per hour. Forecasters say Sam could get even stronger Sunday morning with winds of 150 miles per hour. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.